Trump, ex-FBI agent Walter Jardine a dirty cop who should be investigated. By Jasmine Jordan on October 29, 2025. President Donald Trump called for an investigation into former FBI agent Walter Jardine on Wednesday, accusing him of misconduct in a Truth Social post that renewed scrutiny of the agent's role in a series of high-profile investigations tied to Trump and former White House trade advisor and current senior counselor for trade and manufacturing Peter Navarro. Trump wrote on Truth Social, "Former FBI agent Walter Jardine is a dirty cop. He should be, along with deranged Jack Smith, the sinister team of Lisa Monaco and Andrew Weissman, Little J. Brat, Norm Eisen and his fake charity crew, Christopher Wray, Merrick Garland, Thomas Windham, who dreamt up the corrupt J6 witch hunt, should be investigated, immediately. They are a disgrace to our nation. Thank you for your attention to this matter." Jardine, who was recently fired by FBI Director Kash Patel, has faced growing criticism from past Trump administration officials including Peter Navarro, who has repeatedly called for his investigation. Navarro has described Jardine as the guy who basically orchestrated the whole thing, referencing what he and others have characterized as politically motivated FBI operations spanning from the 2016 Russia collusion probe to the January 6 investigations. In multiple Breitbart News exclusives, Navarro alleged that Jardine played a central role in verifying the Clinton-funded Steele dossier and advancing the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane probe, which led to the Mueller special counsel investigation. Whistleblowers cited in Senate Judiciary Committee records reportedly accused Jardine of wiping his FBI laptop, potentially destroying government records connected to those investigations. Navarro also tied Jardine to later FBI operations, including the Crimson River and Arctic Frost cases, alleging that these efforts extended a years-long weaponized campaign against Trump and his associates. The former White House advisor has maintained that Jardine personally supervised his 2022 arrest at Reagan National Airport, where Navarro claims agents failed to read him his Miranda rights or allow him to contact his attorney before he was placed in custody. During that arrest, Navarro was taken into custody at Reagan National Airport as FBI agents executed an indictment tied to his refusal to testify before the House January 6 committee, which he stated he declined on the grounds of executive privilege. His fiancée was also present and, according to Navarro, was perp-walked during the arrest. Navarro has since linked Jardine's conduct to a broader pattern of alleged political targeting within the FBI and Department of Justice. In interviews in his book I Went to Prison So You Won't Have To, Navarro further claimed that Jardine is related by marriage to Larry Potts, the former FBI official who oversaw the Waco and Ruby Ridge sieges in the 1990s. Navarro said that whistleblower reports and Senate oversight have connected Jardine to multiple phases of what he called lawfare operations against Trump and his associates, from surveillance approvals under FISA warrants to investigations invoking the Constitution's Emoluments Clause.